The message you're about to listen to is from the altar of Impact House International Church. Stay blessed as you listen.
Praise the Lord. So we'll go straight to the word, and we are trusting God that God will do something in our lives this morning. It's an impartation service. It's a month of great honor and great blessings. And this morning I'll be speaking on vital keys to great honor and great blessings. It's also a day for the release of great honor and blessings on our lives. And this morning, God will release something great into your life in Jesus' name. I say God will release something great to your life in Jesus' name. God will release something great into your life in Jesus' name. God is a God that has interest in your life. He has an interest in the success of your life. And one of the things he wants to do is to honor you and to bless you. To honor is to magnify, to elevate somebody, to change the status of somebody. To bless is to release something profitable into someone's life. Somebody's here today, God will release something profitable to your life in Jesus' name. In Job 7 verse 17, the Bible says, Job was speaking, say, what is man that thou shouldest magnify him? That's what he called honor. God magnified him. And that thou shouldest set thy heart upon him. So God has decided to magnify you. And God has set his heart upon you. He is determined to ensure that he honors you. And I'm sure you must have heard in the course of the teachings in the month, sometimes you might not appreciate what some of the themes of the month, except you look at the opposite. When you look at the opposite of honor, is shame, is to be disdained, is to be frustrated. So when we say honor, we are talking of something valuable. Something that money cannot buy it. The elders will say that if you are going on the road, and you are going to look for money, and you meet with honor, you say, return back home. You say, you have money already. You are going and say, I'm looking for money, and they begin to honor you. They begin to appreciate you. Say, you don't need money. You have received more than money. And today, Jehovah will give you something greater than money in the name of Jesus. And money will also be added with that in the name of Jesus. I say, money will also be added with that in the name of Jesus. So God delights in your doing well, and you will do well in Jesus' name. He is happy when you are happy. God is happy when you are happy. God is delighted when you are delighted. God is excited when you are excited. He's not a wicked person. He's a loving God. And just as in schools, we have what we call honors roll. Schools place some people in honors role. They say these people, they are honorable students. Sometimes they even say they give them scholarship. Sometimes they give them free accommodation. Hello. Is somebody feeling me this morning? That is the same way God places some people in honor. There are some students, they call them, what do they call them? Scholars. Scholars. They are extraordinary. So the VC must recognize them. Is Land Cruiser notwithstanding? Is regalia of office notwithstanding? He must recognize that student because he's an honorable student. Somebody's here today. My God will take you to that status in the name of Jesus. Those that don't like you, they will have no choice but to honor you. I say those that don't like you, they will have no choice but to honor you. If I were you, I would say a big amen. Amen. You know, you get to a point in your life whereby people might not like you, but they can't, because they can't do anything to you and they can see the glory of God upon your life, they must thank God for you. And somebody's here today, in your family, they will thank God for you. And many people in the Bible experience honor. God imparted them with honor. One of them is a lady called Esther. In Esther chapter 2, verse 16 to 17, Esther was the most preferred out of all the virgins. She was accepted. She was honored. So Esther was taken unto King Ahasuerus, unto his house royal, in the 10th month, which is the month of Tebet, in the 70th year of his reign. Go on now. And can we read this together, everybody? One, two, go. And the king loved Esther above all the women, and she obtained grace and favor in his sight more than all the virgins. She obtained something great. You will obtain something great today. Your family will obtain something great today. So that he set the royal crown upon her head. Somebody say honor. He set the royal crown upon her head and made her queen instead of Vashti. He replaced, dropped somebody and placed the honor on this young lady who had no father or mother. She had no helper. She had nobody to assist her. She had nobody to speak for her. She had no CV. She didn't have ND or BSc or MSc or PhD. But she had the honor of God upon her life. And where your certificate cannot take you, honor will take you there this year. Where your certificate cannot take you, the honor of God will take you there this year. Another example of somebody that enjoyed and was imparted with the honor from God is Peter. Peter was a toiling man. He toiled almost all his life until God stepped in to honor him. He honored Jesus in Luke chapter 5, verse 1 to 6. Jesus wanted to preach, needed somebody's boat, and said, "Can I use your boat?" He said, "Why not?" And as Jesus stepped into the boat and ministered with Peter's boat, he said, "I can't leave you like this. I can't leave you the same way I met you. I can't leave you the same way I met you." He said, "Launch your net into the deep." He said, "Jesus, I'm an expert fisherman. I toiled all night. I'm already washing my net, getting set to go home, to go and rest." Jesus said, "Relax. Just do what I've told you to do." And the Bible says, as he launched his net, he caught a net breaking. Jesus honored him to the extent that all the fishes wanted to die by force. All of them said, "Yes, we must go." Normally, fishes run away from nets. When they see nets, that's why fishermen mostly fish in the night when fishes can't see very well. At night, things look drowsy to them. Hook looks something. It looks like food to them. But this guy said, "No. By force, by fire, we want to die. We want Peter to be honored." That is the way God will make every force on earth and in heaven to honor you in Jesus' name. In verse 4 and verse 5, he was so amazed, he was so shocked at what God had. He said, "Now when he had left speaking, he said unto Simon Peter, launch out into the deep and let down your net for a drought. And Simon answered and said, Master, we have toiled all night and have taken nothing. Nevertheless, at thy word, I will let down the net." Verse 6. And when they had done this, and when they had this done, they enclosed a great multitude of fishes, and their net broke. Somebody's going to get a net-breaking miracle today in Jesus' name. You have suffered enough. Jehovah is going to step into your case in Jesus' name. Another person that God honored and imparted is a woman called the widow of Zarephath in 1 Kings chapter 17, verse 9 to 16. 1 Kings 17. 9 to 16, she didn't have a husband. She didn't have anything. She wanted to just take the little that she had with her son and die. And God spoke to his servant, Elijah, and said, "Elijah, get down to Zarephath. I have prepared a widow there to feed you, to help you, to assist you." And as he went there, the Bible says he spoke to her. He said, "The little you have here, bring it for me." And as she honored the servant of God, God honored her in return and blessed her so much more that she had more than enough all the days of her life. For you and your family, you have enough all the days of your life in the name of Jesus. I say you will have more than enough in the name of Jesus. Just for the little morsel of bread that she had, God gave her bountiful blessings. That is how God will give you bountiful blessings in Jesus' name. Haven't laid that foundation this morning. What are the keys that will make God to impart a person?
with blessing, with honor.
Honor is not free. There is what to do. There are covenant responsibilities for a person to enjoy the honor and the blessings of God. We're looking at that briefly this morning before we go into prayers. And we know that this morning, somebody's life will encounter honor from above in Jesus' name. I say somebody's life and family will encounter honor from above in the name of Jesus. What are the keys for you to enjoy this honor this morning? Number one is their tireless love for God. Tireless.
I'm in love. Sweet Holy Spirit, I'm in love. Sweet Holy Spirit, I'm in love. I love you, Lord. I love you, Lord. You mean so much to me. You mean so much to me. So much to me. I love you, Lord. I love you, Lord. Oh, I love you, Lord. Oh, you mean so much to me. So much to me, I love you. You mean so much to me. You mean so much to me. So much to me, I love you. You mean so much to me. So much to me, so much to me, I love you.
The love of God always brings you into honor. I've never seen a lover of God frustrated. I've never seen a lover of God put to shame. I am yet to see one. If you see one, let me know. In Deuteronomy chapter 6, verse 5, Deuteronomy chapter 6, verse 5, thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, with all thy soul, with all thy might. Once you get to this level where you are a tireless, somebody say tireless, tireless, die-hard lover of God, you have signed up for his honor. Friends, don't envy anybody. That's the greatest mistake you can make in your life. Find out their secrets. And the secrets of men is in their stories. On the day your heart begins to pant after God, you have signed up for good trouble. He will be pursuing you with blessing. You'll be saying, God, this is too much. Jesus, you love me too much, oh, too much, oh, too much, oh, excess love, oh, oh, oh. Jesus, you love me too much, oh, too much, oh, too much, oh, excess love, oh, you're amazing. You make my life feel brand new. You're amazing. Come on, sing, everyone. You're amazing. You make my life feel brand new. You make my life feel brand new. you, Jesus. Give Jesus a big clap as you take your seat. The love of God is the greatest pathway to the honor of man. It's not difficult for God to help you. It's not difficult for God to raise you. It's not difficult for God to lift you. It's not difficult for God to elevate you. It's not difficult for God to change your status. It's not difficult. It's not difficult at all. But there's a vital requirement called the love of God. And this morning, you experience that love in the name of Jesus. I say you experience that love in the name of Jesus. If a man can reciprocate love, if a man, a mortal man, can you can show the person love and the person will love you in return, how much more God? God is love personified. Another name you can call God is love. I was telling my children some days ago, I said, the greatest virtue you can have in this life is to for them to say you are a person that loves. That is, you love God and you love people. That is the greatest qualification they can give you in this life. Say, this man loves God, and this woman, loves God, or loves people, or loves his wife, or loves his children, or loves. That's it. It's not that if fire is coming out from your ears, from your eyes, from your nose, from your tongue, even from your bum bum, and there's no love, it's fake. And that's why God is looking for lovers to bless. May you be amongst them today. I say, may you be amongst them today. I say, may you be amongst them today. May you be among the next set of people that God will honor in the name of Jesus, because you love him. Number two, key to great honor and blessing after we have talked of love is tireless faith in God. Tireless faith. In Hebrews 11 verse 6, Bible says, without faith it is impossible to please God. You can't please God except you have faith in him. You can't please God except your faith is strong in him. Can I tell you this, beloved? You will face challenges. That is true. I always say that challenges are the food of champions. But you must have faith that you will come out as a victor. I don't care how difficult things are. I don't care how tough things have been. What I know is that if you have faith in God, you will overcome. It might be tough. It might be rough. Maybe as I'm talking to you right now, either you are here in the Praise Tabernacle or you are watching me anywhere in the world, your account is empty. Your purse is empty. What you are going to give as offering today is the last you have. I've been there before. But I know one thing that can make you escape. That is faith in him. Jesus, the Son of God. I believe in you. I believe in you. Jesus, 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 the Son of God. I believe in you. I believe in you. I want you to believe God with me that your future will be all right. I want you to join your faith with me to believe that you will not end in frustration. I want you to join your faith with me and to believe this God with me that it's going to be all right. And I say this in the name of Jesus, your faith will not be grounded in Jesus' name. That's why every minute the attack of the wicked is on your faith, to make you to say something that without God, to make you miss your honor. To make you to say something that I've even been trying. I've been doing it. Let me even do what others are doing. Let me follow the path of my friends. They are doing it and they are escaping it. How come I can't do it also? No. You can't stay with him and be frustrated. You can't stick with him and then you stink in life. You can't stick with God and you are stinking in life, or you are smelling in life. But you need to have faith in him. You need to believe in him. You need to put your trust in him. And then the honor that you have been waiting for will get to you in the name of Jesus. I don't know what you are believing God for, but I tell you, before the end of this month, they will be in your two hands. I said they will be in your two hands. I said they will be in your two hands. Did I hear you say a big amen? That testimony you have been praying for from January, between now and end of October, they will be in your two hands. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Number three key to honor is to be a tireless worker. A tireless worker. Working both in the house of the Lord and working in your own circular areas of assignment. Tireless worker. Many have lost their honor because they saw something that looked like work and they ran. They saw something. This thing looks like, Ishema Pombi gone. They went to a church and said, there will be plenty of work in this church. Let me go to a church where I will just hide and there will be no work to do. Everywhere you find yourself, find what to do to add value there. A man is worthless, is useless, if he's not a person that is adding value to life. Useless. That's why some people stay with prayer points for donkey years. God will just be laughing and say, you're a joker. Until a man is ready to walk, things won't work. Look at a man like Abraham. Abraham was the person that God spoke to that was going to bless him, and he told him personally. But Abraham was a man that was walking. Genesis chapter 13 verse 2. Genesis 13 verse 2. He was a man that was into cattle rearing. He was very rich in cattle, in silver. The cattle business that, and if some of you that are here, either are parents or yourself, have been into farming before, you know, farming is one of the most challenging businesses. You have to practically be on point before you can work as a farmer. Because over even one night, or a person's total plant or total farming stuff can be wiped out in one day. If you desire honor, be serious-minded with your assignment. Be serious-minded with your assignment. Whatever it is that God has placed in your hand, either you are working in an organization, or you are working for yourself, or you are taking care of children, it's work. Taking care of the house and taking care of the home is work. Or you have a venture that you are doing. Mind your business. A idle person cannot be honored. A person that is idle cannot be honored. In Psalms chapter 1, verse 3. And the Bible says, whatsoever he doeth shall prosper. Whatsoever he doeth shall prosper. Whatsoever he doeth, in the name of Jesus, whatsoever you are doing to prosper. Your venture will prosper. That thing you have started, or the one you are about to start, it will prosper. Did I hear you say a big amen? Did I hear you say a big amen? Isaac faced a lot of persecution in his place of work, yet he did not leave his work. He did not abandon his assignment. He kept on working. He kept on working until it worked for him. In the name of Jesus, as you keep up with your assignment, God will give you the grace to excel in Jesus' name. I say, God will give you the grace to excel in Jesus' name. No matter who is trying to frustrate you out of your work, God will disappoint them in Jesus' name. Keep working so that it can work. Keep working so that there can be honor for you. Keep working so that the work that God has committed into your hands can work. And I say this in the name of Jesus, it will work in the name of Jesus. Failure will never be your portion. That will say, he that does not work must not eat. 1 Thessalonians chapter 3 verse 10. If you don't work, God is not ready to be blessed the person. And in the name of Jesus, God will bless you in the name of Jesus. In that, he will bless you in the name of Jesus. Number three, key to honor. Number four is to be a tireless sacrificial giver. Tireless in your giving. One of the greatest things that I've noticed in the scripture that changes people's life is a giving culture. Don't let anybody deceive you. Don't let anybody whine your brain that maybe some of you need your something. That's a deception from the pit of hell. Even a pastor that is not a giving pastor will be a pauper pastor. It will so much lack that people will smell lack on him. Don't deceive yourself for people to say you are a stingy person and they make it look like it's a good quality. Don't deceive yourself. For people to say she's very, very, very stingy. That's not a good qualification at all. So yes, to know how to plan is very good. That we have been talking about that in our Wednesday services since the month started. To know how to plan is very good. To plan your life very well is good. But to be a wasteful person, we are not talking about that. But to be a person that to give to God is a problem. To give to wife is a problem. To give to husband is a problem. To give to people around is a problem. Then there's no way honor can come. Search your scripture very well. People like Solomon that were honored by God. Why did God honor them? Because of their giving culture. David, God said, your hands is full of blood. You can't build me a temple. You have killed too many people. You cannot build my house. He provided everything that was needful for the house. In 1 Kings chapter 3, from verse 3 to 5, downward, when God appeared to Solomon, when after he had given him 1,000 burnt offering in one night, God couldn't sleep. He came to him. Say, this boy, what's happening? What do you want? What exactly do you want? If you want God to honor you, you must not be stingy to your maker. In your givings, in your offerings, in your tithes, and in all that God has given unto you. My prayer for you this morning is that God himself will see your giving and will honor you in return in Jesus' name. I say he will honor you in return in the name of Jesus. How do you think Abraham got Isaac? It was through giving. Genesis 18, from verse 1, all through to 14. He saw strangers and he called them to his house to come and eat. He saw strangers and he said, come and eat. He went to his wife, go and kill a goat. They started baking, they started doing this. After those guys, the three of them ate, not knowing that it was God himself that came in the person of those guys. Genesis 18 from verse 1 to 14. He just saw them walking. He saw them looking tired. And he called them to come and eat. After they finished eating, they said, we can't live here without something. They said, by this time next year, your wife. That's your wife. That's your old wife. She's going to have a baby. I think that's Genesis chapter 18 or from verse 12 downward and all. And Abraham and Sarah were old and were stricken in age. And he ceased to be with Sarah after she was not menstruating again. Menstruation had ceased for her. She was already old. And therefore Sarah laughed after those men had spoken. They spoke. Go to verse 10 first. Verse 10. And he said, I will certainly return. Those people speaking. I will suddenly return unto thee according to the time of life. And lo, Sarah, thy wife, shall have a son. Even Sarah herself was wondering. Is it because of the food we have given to you that your stomach is stumbling like this, that you are just talking? I'm old. I'm like a great grandmother. I'm supposed to be like a great grandmother by now. Who said? Who is that person that is doubting God? Who is the person that is saying that what God is saying is smelly? The person must be a fool. Who is the person that is saying that what is God saying? Is there somebody that God can speak and somebody will say, what is he saying? the God that can do all things. People were already dead, completely dead in Ezekiel 37 from verse 1. They were already dead and stinking. He still raised them up. Bible says, is there anything impossible for God to do? But this comes from a lifestyle of giving and giving and giving. We never outgrow giving. We never get to a level in of our lives whereby, you see, when you get to a level where your giving lifestyle ceases, you have stopped being relevant. Your relevance has ceased. When God stops giving us breath, what else? When God stops blessing us with stamina, that's why He keeps giving us. He keeps giving to us, and He expects us to do the same. Number four, major key to great honor and great direction is seeking divine direction from God always. Seeking for His direction. Seeking for His direction. Asking Him for the way to go. In Isaiah 48 verse 17, He said, I am the Lord thy God. Isaiah 48 verse 17. Thus saith the Lord thy Redeemer, the Holy One of Israel, I am the Lord thy God, which teacheth thee to profit, which leadeth thee by the way that thou shouldest go. God is a God that wants to direct us. He wants to lead us unto honor. God will lead you unto honor today. I say, God will lead you into honor today. I say, God will direct your steps today. Did I hear you say a big amen? One of my personal prayers, one of my major prayers is on direction. I've seen many people's lives drowned because they were misdirected. Just marrying the wrong person and that's all. Just going into the wrong business and that's all. Just doing the wrong thing at the wrong time and that's all. You will not be misdirected. I say you will not be misdirected. I say you will not be misdirected. Those who follow God's leading become great leaders. Those who follow His leading become great leaders. Those who follow God's direction become directors. When you follow His direction, then you also become somebody that can direct others. David was a man given to God's leading in Psalm 23 verse 1 and 2. Psalm 23 verse 1 and 2, the Lord is my shepherd. And because He's my shepherd, I shall not want. For many who are graduating and convocating this week, God will direct you. I say God will direct you. For many here who are planning the business and the vocation that you want to start, God will direct you. For many here who are looking around for that lady and ladies here who are waiting for that guy, God will direct you. You will not suffer confusion. I say you will not suffer confusion. You will not suffer confusion. In the name of Jesus. Did I hear you say a big amen? If any man or woman will experience honor, he must be directed. He must be led. One of the vital characteristics that shows that you are a child of God is that you are led. If you see a person who is not being led, he's not a child of God. A father will always lead the children. And today, God will lead you into the greener pastures. In the name of Jesus. Today is a blessing release service. And I know that in your life, God will release His blessings and honor in the name of Jesus. As I begin to conclude this morning, I want you to note some important things about the blessing. Number one, blessing terminates curses. Galatians chapter 3 verse 13. Christ has redeemed us from the curse of the law. Be made a curse for us already. Christ took us from curse. He brought us into blessing. He was cursed. We were blessed. And so, the blessing is the cure for curses. And this morning, as the blessings of God are released upon you, the curses that has come upon you shall be wiped away in Jesus' name. The curses shall be wiped away in Jesus' name. Those who are secretly cursing you, God will deal with them in Jesus' name. Those who are secretly tormenting you, God will deal with them in Jesus' name. Did I hear you say a big amen? Number two, in this blessing release service, blessings are a tool for change of story. Blessing changes people's story. Many years ago, I went to see my father in the Lord. at his house in Omaro here. He came for the burial. And I took just something small at that time to him. And he said some things to me in the presence of some other people. And I noticed from that particular, this was many years ago. I noticed from that particular day that something just changed. Something in my life just changed. Blessing brings a change of story. Until a man has accessed blessing, his story can't change. Until a woman has accessed blessing, his story can't change. That's why if you are a smart believer, you look for blessing. That's how to be a smart believer. You search for blessing from your spiritual parents. You search for blessing for your biological parents. You don't look for money. That's not wise. You search for their blessing. Please bless me. Please bless me. Please bless. That blessing is more than any other thing. It's more than money. It's more important than anything. The blessing. The blessing. And today, in the name of Jesus, I declare the blessing of the Lord upon you and your family. I declare the blessing of the Lord upon you and your family. And of course, important things to note about the blessing that will be released upon you this morning is that blessing crushes opposition. The blessing crushes opposition. Maybe you have been opposed. Maybe they have threatened you physically and spiritually. They threatened you the dream. They spoke to you physically. They came to you physically and they spoke to you face to face. You cannot do this. You cannot become this. You cannot become that over my dead body. Anybody opposing you, God will judge them. Anybody opposing you, God will judge them. Anybody opposing you, God will judge them. Did I hear you say a big amen? Did I hear you say a big amen? The blessing of the Lord makes the blessed to be protected. I've escaped so many things because of the blessing. So many things. So many arrows. Just escape gallantly because of the blessing. Because of the blessing. And today, my God will release the blessing of God upon you in the name of Jesus. There are many ways to release it, to receive this blessing. You can receive it directly from God. We are God himself. We appear to you. Like he did for Abraham. After Abraham had given his son, his only son. And then God said, this boy, I will bless you. He swore to bless Abraham. See, I swear, Abraham. You have done this. Abraham, I swear, I will bless you. God will send unto you a sworn blessing in the name of Jesus. I say, God will send unto you a sworn blessing in the name of Jesus. He will swear to bless you this morning in the name of Jesus. That's in Genesis chapter 22, verse 16. And God said, by myself have I sworn, said the Lord, for because thou art done this thing, and art not withheld thy son, thy only son, that in blessing I will bless thee. God will appear to you to bless you. Secondly, in this blessing release service, you can also receive blessings from parents, from your spouse. You can receive blessing. The husband can bless the wife. My wife, I bless you. My husband, I bless you. Your parents can bless you. And of course, you can receive blessing from elders, people who are older than you. Not, don't be like this generation. Especially in the Western world where there's no regard for elders. There's no regard for elders. And that culture, that useless culture is fast creeping into this country. You know, we copy a lot of things. We copy the good, the bad, and the ugly. No respect for elders. No regard for elders. And when we are saying elders, we are talking of people who have their assess age, and people who have positions of authority. People who are in authority, people who are superior to us. We can receive blessing from them. And of course, number four, where we are actually focusing on this morning is spiritual authority. You can receive blessing from the servants of God. Pastoral blessing is one of the major blessings in the scripture. In Deuteronomy chapter 1 verse 11, God used his servant Moses to bless the children of Israel. Deuteronomy 1 11. Now look at this. And the Lord God of your fathers make you 1,000 times so many as you are. Somebody say amen. And bless you. Somebody say amen. As he has promised you. So God is a God that can bless his people and bless them and bless them and bless them. Also in Numbers chapter 6 verse 22 to 26. Numbers 6, 22 to 26. God also blessed the children of Israel through his servant. And the Lord spoke unto Moses saying, speak unto Aaron and his sons. Aaron and his sons were pastors. Moses was like the general overseer. But Aaron and their sons were the pastors. And he spoke to them and said, speak to your pastor. Let them begin to bless these people. And they should be saying, what should they be saying? On this wise he shall bless the children of Israel, saying unto them, as 24 to 26, the Lord bless thee and keep thee. Somebody say amen. Verse 25, the Lord make his face to shine upon thee and be gracious unto thee. Verse 26, the Lord lift up his countenance upon thee and give thee peace. So God spoke to his servant and said, I will not bless these people directly. I will use you to bless them. God spoke to Moses. Moses spoke to Aaron. Aaron spoke to the other pastors. He said, begin to bless them. In 2 Samuel chapter 6, verse 18, as I begin to round up, David also blessed the people. 2 Samuel chapter 6, verse 18. And as soon as David had made an end of offering, burnt offering, and peace offering, he blessed the people. David was a king and a priest. He blessed the people. Today, I decree the blessing of the Lord upon you in the name of Jesus. Today, I decree the blessing of God upon you in the name of Jesus. As servants of God, we have received a commandment. What is that commandment? We should bless. That's the commandment of God to us. The commandment of God to us is that we should bless. And today, that commandment will be fully executed. And the blessings shall be visible upon your life in the name of Jesus. The blessing of the Lord coming to you this morning will stick to you. I say that blessing will stick to you. That blessing will stick into your life. When you see those who are blessed of God, of fathers, of pastors, of parents, of spouses, you will know. And you can't give what you don't have. This morning, as the blessing of God will be released on you, everybody that will see you, we know that God has blessed you himself. Everybody that will see you, we know that God has blessed you himself. Everybody that will take notice of you, we know that God has blessed you himself. Did I hear you say a big amen? Did I hear you say a big amen? All the days of your life, the blessing of the Lord will stick upon your life. It will not be scanty. It will not be scarce in the name of Jesus. People will not start looking for binoculars to search for blessing in your life. They will not say, is this person even blessed at all? I'm not sure. Do you think this person is blessed? There will be no controversy about your blessing. People will not need to doubt if God visited your house or not. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Every work and vocation in your hand will receive God's blessing this year. Did I hear you say a louder amen? But the blessings are for the children. You can't just go on the main road and just be blessing people up and down anyhow. You see a mad person, you bless the person. You see somebody here. No. The blessing is for those who have decided to follow the master. The blessing is for those who have decided to turn from their former ways. They are called the wise. They decide, no, I'm tired of this former life. I want a new life. I want a new life. And this morning, before we go into prayer and the blessing released this morning, you are saying to me, Pastor, I want to partake in this blessing this morning. I want to receive this blessing this morning. I am hungry and thirsty for this blessing this morning. But I want to first make my way right with God. My conscience is working. And my conscience is telling me to rededicate my life to Jesus. My conscience is telling me to ask for mercy from God. My heart is panting after God. I want to draw closer to Him. I want Him to have mercy on me with all heads bowed and all eyes closed. You are saying, Pastor, please pray for me. Pray with me. I'll be counting from 1 to 5. I want you to please quickly be on your feet just where you are so that I can see you and pray with you. And your life would never be the same again. 1. You want a change of life? God bless you. God bless you. I can see you. God bless you. You want a change of life? You don't want your life to be the same again? God bless you. God bless you. I can see many of you. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. 2. You don't want to be the same again. You want this blessing of the Lord. You want this blessing to touch you. You want this blessing to visit you. You don't want to be the same again. Quickly this morning, anywhere you are, be on your feet quickly, and then I will be praying with you. Quickly, quickly, quickly. Also, you are watching us on the internet. Wherever you are in the world, you want to rededicate your life to Jesus, be on your feet. Also, you are here this morning. You have given your life to Christ before, but along the line, something went wrong. Not that you have not been born again before, but something went wrong. You want to rededicate. Also, be on your feet and join these people. God bless you. Be on your feet and join them. God bless you. You want to rededicate. That is, you have given your life to Christ before, but something went wrong along the line. You want to rededicate. Quickly, join these people already standing. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. Be on your feet quickly. God bless you. Also, in the third category, you are here. You want to break an habit, an addiction. You have an addiction. An addiction, you don't like it. You can't say it publicly. Yet, you know this is sin. You want to break that addiction. Maybe smoking, maybe drinking, maybe masturbation, maybe pornography, watching. Anything that you know, this is not right. I don't like this. I'm tired of this. Also, be on your feet. God bless you. And join these people. And then your life will never, ever, ever be the same again. Your life will never be the same again. Your life will never be the same again. God bless you. God bless you. Be on your feet quickly. Be on your feet quickly. God bless you. 3. And 4, I have one more count and then we will pray. You are here and in your heart of heart, your conscience is telling you, your conscience is speaking to you. Let the pastor pray for you this morning. Let the pastor pray for you this morning. Rededicate your life to Jesus. I want to pray with you. You see, that thing speaking to you is the Holy Spirit. That's the Holy Spirit speaking to you, telling you, my daughter, stand up. Let them pray for you. My son, stand up. Let the servant of God pray for you. We are in a hurry this morning to move into the time of prayers and blessing. Quickly this morning, be on your feet and your life will never be the same again. God bless you. God bless. I'll give you just 30 more seconds before I pray. 30 more seconds and I will pray. You are still seated. How do you want to be outstanding except you stand for Jesus? How do you want to be outstanding except you stand for Jesus? How do you want to be outstanding except you stand for Jesus? Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. In Jesus' matchless name, we have prayed. Now, place your right hand on your chest, beloved, those who are standing up, and say after me, loud and clear, Lord Jesus, please forgive me my sins and cleanse me from my past sins. I come before you today. Please have mercy on me. From this minute, afresh, I declare Jesus as my personal Lord and Savior. Thank you, Lord, for saving me. Thank you, Lord, for blessing me in Jesus. Now keep those hands on your chest as I pray for you. Father, thank you for these wonderful children of yours. Father, bless them. Let it be well with them and let your grace rest upon them. The grace that has saved them this morning, establish them. Thank you, Father. In Jesus'
name. Wow! I know you must have been blessed by this message. Please feel free to worship with us at Impact House International Church, Praise Tabernacle along Pipeline Road in Loring. For more inquiries, you can call 081-086-78878 or visit our website www.impacthouseinternationalchurch.org.